The Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is preparing to host its second open house forum this year as part of plans to generate more traction around the country's film industry. The event, being hosted by JAMPRO's Film Commission, is set for February 22 and 23 in Montego Bay and is open to film and animation industry professionals. The forum is just one of several activities by the Commission to drum up support for and expand the film sector. Earlier this month, Film Commissioner Renee Robinson led Jamaica's first ever delegation to the Clermont-Ferrand International Short Film Festival in France. With a surge in business and international attention expected as a result of the varied activities, the Commission is preparing a guide for filming in Jamaica, which Ms. Robinson says will be useful for players who intend to do business in the local silver screen industry.
The Guide for Filming is a national publication that will outline the process and the policies that surround the local film industry. Now, this will be useful whether it is for an international producer who is interested in shooting in Jamaica or for our local industry, for them to understand how public sector partners are working together.
Film Commissioner at JAMPRO, Renee Robinson. The national publication, expected to be launched within the next 2 months, will outline the various policies, requirements, and key entities involved in production and filming in Jamaica.
I'm looking forward to the guide being ready in time for our new fiscal year, which will be April 1, 2018.
Ms. Robinson adds that the guide will outline clear steps to be taken when applying for a film permit, when seeking special permission from agencies such as the National Environment and Planning Agency, and when going about equipment rental. It will also have a host of other useful details which will make doing business in Jamaica easier. Technocrats have already started reviewing drafts of the publication in a bid to create a smooth, seamless process for the production companies, personnel, and the local industry.
I've looked at the first draft just a few days ago, and we're going to be circulating to an industry advisory committee. So we do have several stakeholders who are working in the local film industry who we have entreated to assist us and to collaborate with us to ensure that the content of the guide is accurate and relevant, and that we are providing the type of information that the film industry, locally and internationally, will need in order to do their best work.
JAMPRO also plays a key role in production facilitation, regulation, and policy, working with ministries, departments, and agencies directly involved in the film business. This includes the Ministries of Tourism, Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sport, as well as Finance. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, has committed to galvanizing further support for Jamaica's film industry. She acknowledges that while some gains have been made, there is still room for more growth and development in the sector.
Our creative product needs much wider and broader expression, and we need to be supporting the industry more. If you look at what our competitors in the region have done, creating film funds, offering tax rebates, offering financing upfront for films, I think we are doing much too little to support this industry. And so really, JAMPRO is committed to lobbying the powers that be to develop more of a support mechanism for the film industry.
JAMPRO has committed to easing the process of doing business in the local film industry. The comprehensive guide for filming in Jamaica will be free of cost and available in hard copy or online at tradeandinvestjamaica.org or filmjamaica.com. For more information on the film guide or Jamaica's local film commission, call 978-7755.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.